Hey, I'm Zero Tight. Last time we learned, we spoke about how Bahomis Rabin puts me Ansei Ashiro. The Gemara says that if you're a whole Ashiyish or Sakana, right, that's the way the Gemara concludes. If a person has a deathly illness, whole Ashiyish or Sakana, you can use anything for a Gua besides Avodah Zarah. Puts me Ansei Ashiro. Why should I not use Atzei Asher? What did the Gemara in Kofei Omer Aleph tell me? Why can I not be Mishraper with Atzei Asher?
Because you can't benefit from Vodazara?
Because you can't benefit from Vodazara. Kind of, but not exactly. Yes, you can't benefit from Vodazara. That's part of it. So the Gemara learns it from a puzzle. What's the pasuk about? The whole nafshim. The hadol shemukhel b'chol b'chol nafshim b'chol modem. No, meaning the Gemara is not saying, right, that by a. But the Gemara is not saying. What is that?
It's just so close.
The Gemara is not saying that the reason why you can't get hadol from Atzei Asherah is because Avodah Zarah is a very serious issur. Right, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not saying because of the Chomer HaEsser, because Aser Bahanoa or anything. What the Gemara is saying is that Avodah Zarah reflects, if you use Avodah Zarah, that shows you don't love Hashem. Right? If you really love Hashem, you're not going to use Avodah Zarah even to heal you when you're deathly ill. So my read of this Gemara, and this is setting up the Chakira that I hope we'll talk about tonight, the Gemara is not saying that the reason I can't be healed with Avodah Zarah is because Avodah Zarah is such a terrible Avera that the Isser Hanoah is so severe and it's poison. But the Gemara is saying in a very positive, I think it's like a more positive way. Like, if you really love Hashem, you're not going to do this. I think that's the read of the Gemara. Nachon? Now, there are two other Avedas that the Gemara says you cannot be misrafe with, besides the Avodah Zarah. But it's like the Gemara, Chotei Omanav, two lines on the bottom. He has a Rabban, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Before Ms. Rappin, put me a Avodah Zarah, you will arrive to see the stone. That you can be Ms. Rappin with everything besides the big three. Avodah Zarah, you will arrive and see the stone. Avodah Zarah, Hoda Amora, we said Avodah Zarah already, you will arrive to see the stone. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. The Braisa is basically playing off of the puzzle. Remember, the Torah says, and during Seder, Frima kind of was challenging me to explain this, and it's hard to explain, but basically a man finds a woman out in the field and forces her, rapes her. So the Gemara compares raping the Naira Hamurasa. Naira Hamurasa is a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half who is married in the sense of Kedushin, but not married in the sense of the full-fledged Nisuan that they are living together, right? So it's that stage. It's not the most common case. But the Torah sometimes describes less common cases to bring a principle out. So Rebbe says, the Torah compares the fellow who rapes this woman out in the field, Hashayokom Isha Re'eretzach, Nefesh Kena Dover Etzeh, that this case is like murder. Why is Rotzeah, what does Rotzeah have to do with Naira Hamurasa? Meaning, if the Torah only wanted to say that the woman is not guilty because she was forced, so you don't have to give the mashal of Rotzeah. You don't have to say it's like murder. You could just say, well, now Tasidobar, don't punish her because she was forced. I've gone, right? You know that. I think Rashi speaks that out. Rashi says, how about Pirish Ba'onis is Potter? You'll say, well, now Tasidobar. What's the comparison to Rotseya? Teach me. There's a hekesh. There's a comparison. They're found in the same pasuk. Just like someone who is pursuing this girl to rape her, you're allowed to kill that person. Nitan lahatzila b'nafsho. The lashon of lahatzila sounds like we are doing it to save her. Just kind of half underline that and make note of it. Nitan lahatzila b'nafsho. You're saving her with his nefesh. By killing him, you're saving her. Afrotseyah, even the case of a similar way, in the case of a pursuer, when someone is chasing after another person to kill them, nitan lahatzilah b'nafsho. You're allowed to save the fellow who will be killed by killing the would-be killer. But that's the halakha. So we have a hekesh between Naira Hamurasa and Rotseyah. B'naira Hamurasa, we learn from Rotseyah, but just like Rotseyah, because you heard by Yavar, Af Naira Hamurasa, Tehoreg ba'al ta'avar, or Yehoreg ba'al ya'avar, that's a girsa issue in the Gemara. So we are comparing Naira Hamurasa to Rotseyah in two ways. Way number one is that we kill the pursuer both in the case of Naira Hamurasa and in the case of Rotseyah. Way number two, the second comparison between Naira Hamurasa and Rotseya is that it's Yehoreg Vayavar, in the sense of it's better to lose your life rather than violating this avit.
Wait, as the oppressor.
As the oppressor, in other words, the pursuer.
Right. We're talking about the woman.
So there are two cases. There are two cases, two separate, totally distinct cases. One is the case of a pursuer. So if someone is pursuing a woman to rape her, you kill that person who is pursuing. If someone is pursuing to kill an individual, you kill the pursuer. That's one halacha. Nita mahatzilo b'nafsho means you kill the pursuer. We learn Rotseya from Naira Hamurasa. Just like by Naira Hamurasa, we kill the pursuer, by Rotseya, we also kill the pursuer.
And that's because we want to save the pursued, or because we want to save the pursuer from sinning?
So that was a chakira I was alluding to. The simple reading of the Gemara is Nitan Lahatsila, that we are saving the pursued.
Mm-hmm.
We are, right? We are saving the woman who would be raped. It's worth noting, though, that if you look at the parallel sugya where this comes up in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Gimel, I believe, so Rashi over there says that we're saving the person from the Aveira.
Is there an Nafkamina?
Massive Nafkaminas. But that's why we
have
to
get here. Yeah, because it depends on what the Aveira is, right?
Huh?
So then it depends on what the
Avera is. It might depend on what the Avera is. It might depend on, just to give, like,
and should we shoot his leg as opposed to...
So the Gemara says for sure you should shoot the leg, right? Instead of, you don't have to kill unless in one of Isaac Bashevis Singer's books called The Shlemiel of Warsaw or something. So basically, no, The Schnorrer. In Isaac Bashevis' book, The Schnorrer. So he has this guy who's like collecting money from everybody all the time. And he's like coming up with like all these sob stories by they should give him money. And on one occasion, he comes up with a sob story about like how so many people died. So the mentor for Schnurrership says, you don't kill people unless it's a last resort. Like you use that sob story about how everyone died, but killing is a last resort. The Gemara says that halacha is similar to the name of Yonas and Ben Shaul. Very interesting name, you know? That Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul said that if it's nita mahatzilah be'echa mevar, that's what you do. The simple reading of the Gemara is that what we are doing is we are saving the pursued. We're saving the woman that she should not be raped. You can't ignore the fact that Rashi, though, in Sanhedrin says that we are saving the person from doing an aveira. You want to know what's an aftermina? Well, let's say the person doesn't know that what he's doing is an aveira. How is that? Be creative. The guy thinks that that woman is his wife or something.
Well,
it don't make sense. I understand. But like, you could be creative. In the case where the guy doesn't think, or the guy is on some psychotropic drug, but he's so he doesn't know. He's
or he thinks she's 13, not 12 and a half.
What? Something like Abigail. Okay, we got it.
I heard that online.
Wait, whoever hears this online, sorry. Back to the previous conversation. Yeah. But before some of you came online, we had a conversation about. Okay, I'm not going to repeat it. We will leave
we'll
it.
We'll repeat it tomorrow morning.
Avkan, we will not repeat it. We will not repeat all brilliance at all times. So one comparison is in terms of killing the pursuer. There's another comparison in terms of Yeharig Ba'al Ya'avar, which means that it is better to be killed rather than violate the Aveda. So in this respect, we compare Naira Hamurasa to Rodseya, and that it is better to be killed rather than violate the Aveda. How do you know?
Wait, so what does that mean? It's better for the Na'ara Hamurasa?
If they give me a choice, they say, Schwartz, defile a Na'ara Hamurasa or be killed, it's better for me to be killed rather than violate that other.
But that's not what this says. A Na'ara Hamurasa, I assumed it meant it's better for that person to die rather than be raped or whatever it is.
Right, doesn't it say it in the feminine?
But again, it says in the feminine, in the first case, in the case of the pursuer, nitan lahatzila
b'nashom.
Wait. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, in the other case, in the yehari ba'yavar, the tehari ba'ta'avar, however the girsa is, in this case, we are moving beyond Naira Hamurasa. We assume that Naira Hamurasa is now a template for all Yisrei Arayos. And that's how the Gemara began. Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos. It's not only Naira Hamurasa, all Arayos. And all Arayos, it's better to be killed than to violate an Isser of Arayos. No? That's what the Gemara says. And that we know because we equate Naira Hamurasa to Shpichus Domen. And by Shpichus Domen, Gufei Minolon, how do you know by Shpichus Domen that it's better to be killed rather than killing someone else? So the Gemara says it's a Svara. Ki Ahuda also Kami Derova, Amar Yvara Deroi, Amar Li, Zul Kali Maplain, Yavi Lo Katwin Allah. The owner of the town or something came and he said, either you kill Reuven, or I will kill you. So the answer is, I'm going to lift to look for no tiptoe. You should be killed and you should not kill anyone else. My cause is the Dhamma Dukh Sumakfe, Dhamma Dhamma Dahu Gavar Sumakfe. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe that person's blood is redder. That's what the Gemara says. Now, effectively, this Gemara is teaching me the halakha. That we two halachos, we kill the pursuer and the halacha of Yehari Ba'al Ya'avar. Yehari Ba'al Ya'avar is up the Gemara's a Svara. The Svara is who says my blood is redder than yours? Why should you kill him to save yourself? Why should you kill her to save yourself? Maybe they are more deserving, and maybe, right, you should be killed rather than them. Abigail, how are you?
Isn't there a concept that we don't give makot on a deen? Is a svara different than a deen?
Yes. Right. Well, There's a few ways of answering your question. Ein om shin min hadin means like referring to kal v'chomer or the like. I'm not going to give malchus. That's true. Over here, we're not really giving malchus in the sense of bezdin isn't punishing. Right? This is that the halacha says that you should rather be killed rather instead of killing someone else.
Even if it's just from a svara.
Even if it's just from a svara, the svara tells me better to be killed. Now, this svara, of course, of who says my blood is redder has to be looked at from extreme cases. Let's say, for example, the person I'm pursuing, the person who I'm given a choice. Either kill that guy or you be killed. Let's say that guy is a treifa, right? I'll be halacha. If I kill a treifa, I don't get put to death. A treifa is someone who has an injury, like a hole in the lung or something, who we know is going to be dead soon.
Humans
can
have the category of treifa?
Yes.
It's like a medical, that sounds like a medical offense.
Humans have the category of treifa. The Chazanish points out that treifas by humans are slightly different than treifas by animals. Treifas by animals might be a halakha, but we've seen that treifas by humans are based on what the doctors say. I mean, again, according to the strict deem of treifas, anyone who's an amputee above the knee is a treifa.
Wow.
Well, that's not true. I know people who are, there are people who are amputees above the knee who live for many, many years. But the Novi Yehuda and his tshuva deals with that extreme case, whether my chazus would apply in the case where you know that person is a treifa. So then maybe one can make an argument, no, I know my blood is redder.
Also, wait, but then wouldn't age also be an akamina?
So maybe not, because alpi halacha chayeshoa is any second, right? There was a Mishnah Bible says, yafasha achas olam hazeh, mikol chaye olam haba. Like any moment in this world, if I kill a 112-year-old person, right? If I kill that person, I'm a rotzeya, I get put to death. Even though the person don't got much more time. Like, that's different than a treifa. A treifa means the halakha views the person like a gavra katim already. The halakha views the person like he's dead already or she's dead already.
What about someone like death row?
Someone on death row is also interesting. That is once Bezdin Paskin that you're chayavim yourself. Right, so that's the same question that you know the Yehuda has. The other question that comes up is, let's say, and this is the issue that comes up in that Rambam in Halakha Vav. Let's say they tell you, you know what, you kill Reuven, or we are going to kill you and Reuven and everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? So in that case, the Mike makes sense. Who says my blood is redder than her blood when it's a one-on-one? But when it's a 1-on-20, the sphere doesn't apply. The simple reading of our Gemara is it's just based on the sphere of my clauses. And we could go to the extremes to try to figure out, is it really based on the sphere of my clauses? So those are two issues that come up in our Gemara. Now, our Gemara also speaks about the question of, by Arayos, is it Yehareg Ba'al Ya'avar or Tehareg Ba'al Ta'avar? Right? That's a question in the study of versology, which is a very exact science, of course. The Girsa in our Gemara is Tehareg, no? The way we have the text in our Gemara says Tehareg. Tosfos has the text Yehareg rather than Tehareg. Now, we'll have to develop this issue more tomorrow, Yirtzeh Hashem. But as a matter of halacha, a woman's role in a sexual encounter is passive, whereas the male role is active. As such, the Gemara has an expression that that Esther, in that case, Esther was karka olam. Now, that would mean that because she's not active in the sexual act, so then who says she should be killed? The argument of Yehareh Va'al Ya'avor means, I should not do something active, rather I should be killed. But let's think about it from the Rotzeach perspective. The way Rashi takes the case of Rotzeach. They tell me, either I kill that person or I die. So we say, who says your blood is redder than his blood? Therefore, don't do anything. Be passive and allow yourself to be killed. No? Meaning, if you kill, so then there are two bad things that happen. A Jew lost his life, and an Avera was done. It's better to just have one bad thing, to just lose a life, rather than have two bad things, right? To lose a life and do an Avera. That's exactly the way Rashi speaks it out. Nathan Natira?
Yeah.
So what we're telling you is be passive, because I don't know, is your life more valuable? Is my life more valuable? So don't pull the trigger yourself, because maybe, right? Who says? Who says your life is more valuable? So why do an Avera? There's going to be one person who dies anyway. So you may as well have a person die without doing an Avera rather than having someone die with doing an Avera.
It's like the case of like the canteen. Like you have one thing of canteen, you're in the desert. And like I think the Gemara says, you are the one that should drink it because changing the possession of it is being more active.
So exactly. So that case is a real parallel that Reb Chaim, I gave you a Reb Chaim on the source sheets. Reb Chaim puts those sugyas together, exactly what you're doing. And that's something, again, if we can develop this tomorrow night in Yerzeh Shem, we will. Right now, I think for tonight, we'll just kind of set the table and show you possible directions that we can go with this. Now, if what the Gemara is saying with respect to kill him or you get killed is that you have to be passive. Don't do an Avera. So if that's the case, so when the question is asked to a woman, either violate Gilui Arayos or be killed. So the woman, one could make a strong case. Since her role is passive, so then she should be able to save her life. No? Because the whole svara is don't be active. But if the halakha is saying that by definition, women are considered passive, so then it should never be tehareg v'ata'avar. But it should be no halakha that a woman has to lose her life rather than violating the Aveira. Because since in Chazal's notion, women are passive, so therefore she should always not have to give up her life in all
she
the cases.
Kill the rapist.
What?
So it's better for her to kill whoever's raping her.
It is better for her
than to be raped. No, I think it's like it's
no,
better to be raped than to die.
If they give her a choice, die or be raped.
Oh, she should be raped.
She should be raped. Wait, I get
it.
Yeah. okay, there is a trigger warning for everything that we're going to say. Next, yeah.
In Sanhedrin, it says Yaharog, not Taharog, I assume.
So our Gemara has Taharog. I don't remember what Gemara in Sanhedrin says. I know that the Rishonim over here, the Bali Hatosis, change the Girsa. They say that the Girsa cannot be Tehareg, it has to be Yehareg.
Right.
Right?
But I would just like.
The way we have the Girsa argument, it says Tehareg.
Right, but the main Sugya is God's in Sanhedrin. So shouldn't it be that, like, whatever it says in Sanhedrin, that's what.
Okay, so. Are you answering this question from
a
Sanhedrin perspective or from a library perspective? In the base Medrash, we would probably favor the Sugya ben Kolmo. I think from an academic perspective, The sugya that has more weight is where there are more manuscripts and where it matches up. It has nothing to do with which sugya is in the more likely place. From the halakhic perspective also, I'm not 1,000,000% sure the sugya in Sanhedrin is more of a central located sugya than our sugya here.
Really?
So then, but the sugya is pretty much the same.
It's also because you learned it first.
Many
high schools learn Sanhedrin.
But isn't it like multiple dafim in Sanhedrin?
I mean, it comes up in Ayin Gimel, then Ayin Pei. But here, it's pretty much the same. But I don't know.
Wait, so if it was Yahar Raven, that would mean that the person who's raping her.
So let's not talk about rape, because I think when we use the word rape, we're going to get caught up in rape. But they say either have an illicit sexual encounter or be killed. Right? Let's use those words. Okay.
To a man or a woman. Or it has to be a woman.
So to a man or a woman. So as a man, as a matter of halacha, certainly the man has to say, I can't have an illicit sexual encounter, I will be killed. The question is, what about a woman? Right, so that is the two gear sa'os in our Gemara, where they have Yeharev or Teilev. The point I made earlier is that although our Gemara is using Naira Hamurasa as the template, but we're talking about Gilei Arayos. We're not only talking about Naira Hamurasa. In the case of pursuit, it's about Naira Hamurasa. But in the case of Yeharev Bal Yavar, or Teharev Bal Ta'avar, then it's about all arayos, not only about Naira Hamuras. I think that's abundantly clear.
Okay.
Now, we have to question, of course, the same issue that we began with. When I say that it's better to be killed rather than have this illicit sexual encounter, or it's better to be killed rather than to kill, is that because of the Chomer Ha'iser? Is that because Arayus is such a serious Aveira that you have to be killed rather than violate it? Or is it not because of the Chomer Ha'iser, but it's because the halacha doesn't know what to do, so the halacha says to be passive. Or, whoa, there it goes again.
Where is it? The last far last time.
You see, there are other sugyas about an obligation to lose one's life or to give up one's life rather than violate the Aveira. For example, the case of Bar Hesia, right? That's what we were talking about at the end of Seder. If they come to me and they tell me, we want you to do an Aveira in public, so I have to give up my life rather than do the Aveira in public. In that case, the issue at hand is probably not the Chomer Ha'iser, the Ha'ora, right? The Iser itself might not be such a severe Iser, but it's something more similar to what we said about Avodah Zarah, which is it's about Avas Hashem. If I want to show that I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So then I should not do an Aveira in public. Effectively, we have a number of issues to question. In the case of a pursuer, are we protecting the person from the Aveira? If you're a pure Aveira, Nick, you could, that doesn't sound good. But if your focus in the sugya is only on the Aveira, so it could be that we're protecting the person from violating an Aveira. And it could be the reason why you have to lose your life is because of the Chomer Ha'iser. On the other hand, it could be it's not about the Chomer Ha'iser at all. It could be it's about showing love for Hashem. And it could be that the reason why you are supposed to kill a pursuer is to protect the person's dignity, not to protect the woman's dignity, not to protect the pursuer from his avera. And the same question of avera versus other concerns comes up in the Yehari Vayavar avenue as well. Did I just overly confuse things? There's basically one kakiva. Is it an avera? Is the avera the motivating factor or not? That hakira is relevant to understand the case of the pursuer. That hakira is relevant in terms of understanding why Yehari Vayavar. Is it because the avera is so chomer that Yehari Vayavar? Or do I say, no, it's not really because of the chomer ha'avera, but it's because I have this calculus, I don't know what to do, so don't do anything. Right? Not because Ritzicha itself is so chomer. It's not because Arayas is so chomer. It's just like you can't be active. Let's take it a step further, and maybe we'll analyze this more tomorrow night. When I say no, maybe this point we won't make. Okay, so for tomorrow night, what I want to do, I think we're going to have to start from the nuts and the bolts of the sugya. I want to read through the Tosfos and the Ramban tomorrow night. If you have a chance, please look at the Ramban and Bahamar over here. Also, look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it comes up. It's pretty much the same as our Gemara. There are not that many differences. And read some of those Rambans that we get. I think that should be enough. And then we really got to finish the sugya tomorrow night. And again, tomorrow night, I'd like to start here at 7:40, just because there's this week's dinner that I don't know what it means to have a dinner online. it makes no sense to me. Like, I go to dinners.